Yeah, I don't think not. I don't think it was disrespect. Dismissiveness? I'm not even sure that's what the Cleveland Cavaliers were about last night. I just think it was more a matter of, I don't know, I guess, catch us if you can, which, of course, the Raptors, for all that talk about having the best and deepest roster in their history, were totally incapable of doing. Look, yeah, I get that LeBron James is really, really good. Maybe even the best ever, and certainly the toughest Swiss Army knife in sports, right? I mean, the guy plays six positions, for God's sake, which is pretty hard when there's just five on the court. So, you know, let's give the king his due and pay no heed to the ways in which he expresses his dominion over his realm, whether it's ordering a pass off the backboard early in the game from Kyrie Irving, grabbing a beer from a concession worker, you know, whatever. My biggest concern about Game 1 of the Raptors-Cavs series was that the Raptors acted like they'd never been here before. I mean, seriously, folks, the Milwaukee Bucks showed a better sense of awareness in their just-concluded series than the Raptors did in Game 1 last night. I mean, they acted like they'd never seen a blitz or a double team before. Newsflash, boys, it's exactly what Milwaukee was doing to you. They were ragged offensively. They were either too frenetic or perhaps even more disturbing, awfully deliberate at times, and God, they just missed way too many open shots that had nothing to do with LeBron showboating or suspect officiating or anything. You know, we've seen this from the Raptors before, but with the difference, often when they lay a first game egg, they have the luxury of playing game two at home with maybe a couple of days rest. Not now, folks. This series is going to come at them at warp speed, and if they're as ill-prepared and overmatched as they were in Game 1, well, I think we're all on the verge of finding ourselves in the middle of an unwanted and uncomfortable referendum about where the Raptors are, what they're about, and how they need to get to where they're supposed to be.